Okay, here is read number one. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin lost out on $25 million in federal funding to help pay for unemployment benefits because Republicans didn't act quickly enough to qualify for the money. Governor Evers proposed a $700 million package to address the coronavirus pandemic on March 21st, but the Republicans didn't schedule floor sessions until the week of April 13th, just days before the state would have lost out on hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for Medicaid-related costs. By that time, Wisconsin was one of only a few states that had not acted to provide relief for the sick and unemployed during the pandemic. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight we have a freeze warning in effect from midnight until 8 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with lows in the upper 20s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk. Okay, here's read number two. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Tony Evers announced a new plan yesterday to test high-risk groups in Wisconsin for the coronavirus. Under the plan, all African Americans, Latinos, and tribal community members will have access to free testing for COVID-19. Wisconsin and many other states have seen significant racial and ethnic disparities in the number of cases and the number of deaths among people infected with the virus. African Americans and Latinos account for about half of all coronavirus cases in Wisconsin, but Latinos make up less than 7% of the state's population, and African Americans are only about 6% of the population. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, we have a freeze warning in effect tonight from midnight till 8 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with lows in the upper 20s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Okay, here's read number three. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was on the Earl Ingram Show yesterday and said Republicans who went to the Supreme Court to block the Safer at Home extension should come up with a plan if they don't like the current one. The Safer at Home order is set to expire on the 26th, which is 2 weeks from Tuesday. If the conservative-controlled court sides with the Republicans, the Evers administration will need to come up with a new plan that could be vetoed by Republicans. During the proceedings earlier this week, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley compared the Safer at Home order to government oppression and tyranny. She even questioned if the same powers could be used to put people in internment camps. You're listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. Here's read number four. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's business lobby group, the super conservative Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, opposes taxes and social safety nets, but now they are looking for a big government handout, according to a story by Daniel Bice in the Journal Sentinel. In a letter to the state's members of Congress, WMC asked that trade associations be eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program in the next round of coronavirus stimulus money. The letter was dated April 8th, just one day after the election in which WMC's political arm dumped more than $1 million to get conservative Daniel Kelly reelected to the Supreme Court. Dane County Judge Jill Kurofsky defeated Kelly in that race by 10 percentage points. Outside tonight, a freeze warning in effect from midnight until 8 a.m. Mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 20s. You are tuned in to Wisconsin's Political Talk.